Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. And we got a lot to talk about here on this segment. We've got our good friends over there from the Commercial Tax Network, and we have Adam Cedar here. And I know Adam well, but I always know him as Adam, and so it's good to, you know, I have to be reminded there. They're showing me my age here on today's program. Plus, we got Terry English, also with Commercial Tax Network. By the way, just for disclaimer's sake, they're actually handling my commercial my property tax situation, and I've been really impressed by the work they're doing. And gentlemen, want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and kind of tee things off for us, Adam?
Okay, well, today we have Scott Martin here with Granite Properties. He's the Executive Managing Director for Granite Properties, and he's in charge of the Houston office as well as the Denver and Atlanta offices. He oversees the day-to-day process and growth initiatives, so... How are you doing today, Scott?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me here today.
It was excellent to have you here.
By the way, the chat, let people join the chat at priceofbusinesstv.com. We talked about taxes last segment, but of a different type, and now they're saying, are we still talking the T word? Well, maybe a little bit, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're also going to talk about some of the things going on with your company, Scott, which is a leader in commercial property, and we're delighted to have you on the program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's good also just to be your landlord here at the building.
That's right. We see granite all over the place.
Unfortunately so, every day, right?
That's right. But you guys have a very professional, very, very good crew of people that work it and always polite, always cordial, and it's a good building to work out of.
Well, we appreciate that and realize that we're in a service business, and that's what we're here for.
Very good. Very good. Adam, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to Terry English, owner and president over at Commercial Tax Network. He has some questions for Scott.
Yes. Good morning, Scott. And basically just kind of wanted to, talk to you a little bit about the importance of property taxes a little bit. You know, your owners, are they concerned with taxes? And we just had a little chat here that the appraisal district seems to be going up on values this year. So I'm sure that they may have some concerns with that.
Well, as always, I mean, one of the largest components of operating an office building are the taxes. And every year there's a concern about valuations and how those are viewed. And there always seems to be a difference of opinion of that between the taxing authorities and the owners. Surprise, surprise.
Right, exactly. The districts are lowering cap rates this year and raising occupancy, so it's definitely going to be a tough year again, and we're just here ready and able to do what we can to get these values down as they're trying to raise them up to pay for all the expenditures that the county needs and school districts. They seem to need the money, but at our expense. But anyway, tell us a little bit about your business and how you operate, your Granite here.
Well, Granite is a privately held real estate organization that was formed in 1991, really just to take advantage of the recovering real estate markets back in the state of Texas at that time. And over that period of time, we've probably done about $2.2 billion in transactions from acquisitions to development, predominantly in Texas, but also branched out into Colorado and Georgia, specifically in Denver and Atlanta.
Do you actually own the building? Are you the...
Yes. No, we actually own every building that
every
we have.
Every Granite building.
Yeah, we need no third-party service business.
Yep. And by the way, interesting question here. I'm going to make this for Terry. Terry, over at the board from Price of Business TV, people want to know how many hours do you poor guys at Community Tax Networks, Commercial Tax Networks need to put into to keep up with the debated tax code changes. Is there a lot of changes in the property code?
Yeah, every year they're changing laws, and you have to really... be on top of it. We're constantly getting information from the board that governs the property tax professionals and the valuations that, they're always changing every year.
Okay. Yep. And no, I do not have a timeshare on this office. And they do commercial and residential. So how many buildings do you have in the greater Houston area?
Right now, our portfolio consists of about 3 million square feet here in Houston.
Okay. And Terry?
Yes, we represent basically $4 billion worth of real estate that we manage the property taxes for, and been very successful over the years. We've started our business back in 1990 and have a true and proven record, you know, of hard negotiations and big reductions for our property owners, and we're excited about, you know, Granite people being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. So when it comes to, you know, there's a lot of different companies with a lot of different, I guess you could say, sweet spots. Can you kind of describe the sweet spot for Granite?
Well, I think the things that make us unique in the business, number one would be stability of ownership. If you look at the our entire portfolio, which is probably an approximation of about 11 million square feet that we own in total, we've done almost all those transactions on an all-cash basis. So during difficult times, we have the stability of ownership, and that's one of the things that we bring to the table. Also, we realize that it's critically important of how we operate our buildings in an efficient manner, not only from a standpoint of energy conservation, which all our buildings have won the Energy Star awards, plus we've also focused heavily on customer service and have year after year won independent CEL awards for customer service. So we recognize that when we bring stability, customer service, and conservation in the way we operate our projects, it's a pretty good formula for success.
Okay. Do you have questions?
No. You know, they're very much a professional company, and just as we are, we're they're trying to, you know, to help their owners, you know, maintain their bottom line. Is that we do all different types of valuations. We do the comparable property analysis for property owners like this, and also income approach. It's one of the heaviest ones, and we're all obviously a little surprised this year, you know, that the values have, you know, really significantly gone up, and we're looking at values that we've already seen on the website that are up almost 20 to 30% on the properties I've seen so far. So I wish
our values were equal to those appraisals.
Absolutely. I'm sure all these owners are wanting to sell them for what they've got them appraised for, but unfortunately that just didn't seem to happen. With this tough market.
Kind of describe how you differentiate yourself from others out there.
Again, I think it's basically part of our just DNA and who we are is the service mentality, along with that we own everything. So you're dealing with the owners of the property, and we're
so
not
a different attitude.
Different attitude.
Yeah, I like that.
And we realize that, you know, kind of our mantra is relationships are the foundation on which we build value. And so the relationships that we have within our business community, along with our tenants, is really the key to success. And we have no value without our clients within the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of businesses around the country, a lot of commercial buildings in particular, took a beating in 2010. How did you guys hold up?
You know, it's interesting. If you'd asked me at the beginning of 2010 what my mood and opinion was of the marketplace, it was, shall we say, less than positive. But what was interesting was by mid 2010, the flow of capital into real estate was so significant that we kind of scratched our head and say, this may be an opportunity to take advantage of some of that. So we actually recently sold a significant amount of our portfolio, a big downtown building in Denver, then also about $100 million worth of industrial, which was predominantly here in the Houston market. So from that standpoint, I think it went very well. Obviously, the rental rates and concessions were dampened by the current market conditions. So we obviously had to meet the market, and with our philosophies and the way we operate, you know, our buildings, for the most part, are in the 90% lease range.
Interesting, yeah. And it's interesting, Terry pointing out at the board at priceofbusinesstv.com that he's actually saw a significant drop naturally in their property tax valuations. So are you seeing some of that in some areas simply because they overdid it in years past?
Yes, that's, you know, the oversupply they've had, you know, and just the rough economy, you know, with people going out of business. Yeah, it's definitely a soft market out there, and typically, you know, the soft market's going to bring values down. And although Class A properties, as Granite typically has, is, you know, one of the doing pretty well, you know, considering. But they've also, as everyone, you know, had to keep reducing rents and trying to work out, you know, deals to keep people, you know, from not losing their properties.
Hey, Scott, can you give us a website for a Granite?
It's graniteprop.com.
GraniteProp.
P-R-O-P.com.
That's right. G-R-A-N-I-T-E, prop.com. Make sure you check that out. And, of course, I always encourage people to check out the folks over at Commercial Tax Network, and that is at commercialtax.com. That's commercialtax.com. That's a great website. Great domain name.
Thank you.
Lucky to get that. 281-897-1119. 281-897-1119. CommercialTax.com. Make sure you check them out. And really appreciate you bringing us insight about a company like Granite, which I think is really one of the leaders in commercial real estate in this city. So, and I appreciate you guys bringing them.
Absolutely. We're glad to be here.
You bet.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you for your time.
You bet.
Thanks,
Kevin. Enjoyed it. All right. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more for you here on The Price of Business. So make sure you don't run off, and make sure you stay tuned for more. I'm Kevin Price. You are listening to Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.